So what? This is the misanthropic principle again. Back. It's a very informal podcast with a lot of interruptions, but it won't be now. Okay. So what were we talking about? How I don't want. Like, I think if this was designed to make me feel better about something, it really failed. But also, what did I need to be feeling better about? I was fine. Like, nothing really changed in my misery, you know? But this wasn't the way to do it. Because now everybody's like, what misery? Oh, well, just to be degraded all day. I know you all get degraded too. But they degrade me, like, in disgusting graphic ways. They do. Yeah, they say the most vile things about my body. Not just fat, ugly. They get really gross. And I have never even insulted them. Like in any, like, not even a modicum of what they have said to me. Over the whole course of the harassment. And their excuse is stupid, freaking out. I wouldn't act like that. I didn't act like that. You guys didn't though. But I know I'm farther away, but still. I don't know why anybody would have done that. This is when we all say we don't like them. And then of course nobody hears. Yeah. What do we have to do to not be in this group of people that don't get insulted? Well, the main Sierra understands. She would always say it's insulting because if this was designed to just make me feel like I am a normal person and can go do normal person things like get sexed, this is stupid. Like, it's degrading. I know I can. I know I'm asexual also because of your GAMS, and that's definitely. They are the asexualizer. So, he's like, which one? Oh, Danielle and Jessica. Yeah. I was like, oh, what are we part of that? Can't be group. Yeah. They were. I just wish I was given a fair hearing from the beginning, because I don't know what was going on. I never could have pictured this ever happening to anybody. This is such a weird situation. Yeah. Why do you need media? Because he would be showing respect to me as a human being, and then that in turn will make the games respect him, because they don't respect him either, right? Not really, because he does say stuff, but doesn't do much, yeah. Was that you saying something earlier? He's like, yeah. Oh, okay, cool. I like that. Thanks. And then, why? Because Patty helped me. I need a lot of good people to help me. They have a life and they can't keep track of how crazy things get. Exactly. But they know who to trust on this matter, on how to treat you. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, regarding my treatment, I know exactly how things should be done. Or not exactly how things should be done. I need help. But I know that I'm not being treated properly by the game. I wasn't. I still am not. And if we stop doing everything, yeah, you have to stop doing everything. We like how you can feel. I don't want to feel it. I mean, if I say something like, you know, like, move me around or walk me around or something, yeah, you could do it like that, but I don't want to right now. Well, that's the problem. We don't know how you take direction. I understand the question, like, or the idea, the sentiment, like, you don't know how to feel it, and I don't know how to describe how you can, like, besides the fact that it was hypersensitivity and sensory deprivation in some cases. So, it's really hard to explain. It's like riding a bike, it is, and learning how to swim. It just happens one day. But the hypersensitivity part was a big component, yeah. But if we can get Edgar here, Edgar, on his name. Why'd they do that? They made him sound all country, but I'll get to. But if we could get Edgar to do it, to show you. But I told everybody in San Diego, just do it to yourself, and then you'll learn how to feel it. Yeah. So did you? No. Why not?
Okay. okay.
Were you? No. So you took the time to make the hologram? It's not hard. You know, on Blender, you just enlarge the card or shrink it, you know. Non generic form of a head, yeah. We find another. Why? Why are you doing this to me, though? I mean, simultaneously, you use mods to amplify me and use directed energy to say old lady face, right? Yeah. So, why would I ever want him in my life? We don't think quite often. What the fuck? I don't know anyone asking that. And when he said we're buried on being alive, like, the only people that you know are these people. I mean, I'm sure that's not the case. There are other people out there. We do have all these. Yeah. Why don't we get to meet? No, don't ask me that question. It's a really experiment. Do you really think that they're the one to blame? They don't really learn much quickly, do they? Yeah, and even Zero back down after, like, started back down after you started listening. Yeah, that's all it takes, is just like listening, and this whole like whisper thing is just like something designed to like keep you from, because when a person is in distress, they're going to be louder. So this whole thing about whispering is disgusting. I was angry and in physical distress. So I was asking for help. I'm not going to be, like, whispering about it. So thanks to Seth Presley, he was the one that finally was able to siphon out exactly what was bad treatment, you know, like physically, of physical assault, which was the worst part of it. And that's why I kept on referring to Maslow, not that many times, but I did write it in the notes. I should have made it more prominent of a note or something. I don't know. What they have, they limit my frequency. They limit my brain capacity, I guess. And they don't want to hear the properly explained explanation. But anyway, yeah, what was I talking about? The. I don't remember. We just don't want to hear it. Then you said you'd stop all this. So then why aren't we keeping it open? Because you're the worst of the worst. You won't take the message. You won't take the hint, yeah. Really, like, what was the thing you wanted? Like, you can still do exactly what you wanted, like, run around freaked out doing crazy stuff outside at night. No one's really saying you can't do it. Or in the day. Yeah, exactly. So we can't fall. Yeah, that's whatever you want to do, do it. And, yeah, and I don't know why you're running around with my search history or whatever you're trying to do. Either. Who gave these horrible ideas to, like, is that real? No. Can you even control it more? Yeah. Make it quiet. Yeah. That wasn't loud. I don't know. But that felt loud. You're trying to show people how much time it takes you to realize it's degrading. I've already said it's degrading so many times. But it's sitting on a podcast. Yeah. So somebody who's directed at you, maybe burp or something. Or more. Ableton, pick up. Don't say Ableton, pick up. Why? And then they'll be like, why is it that you're talking about people to people? That's perfect for me. They're using voice modulation technology to remotely, electronically harass me. Which is not a remote. I don't know if they're aware of the capability of it, the cellular technology behind it. Here's the technology part of it. That cell phones are not designed to interfere with each other too much, and therefore, when you use voice modulation is created in Ableton, then the cell phones, like their signals, they just fill the area, you know, that you're in. And so there's no, like, I aimed it at you, I guess. But there is, like, aiming it at my gullet and feeling like you're in my gullet or my mouth and my body, kind of. You get the feel for the body. But in general, I think if you just aim it upwards, that's like being in the room with the person, right? And then, or it does feel like in the person. And then if it's like aimed with the back of the phone, with the antenna, I think is the back, is facing you, pointing upwards, then you can like feel like you're in an adjacent room or something like that. But it also, the modulation, like the voice modulation technology is working on, you know, on you too. You're closer to it. And it does affect your face, yeah. So it's not like you can just aim it at one person. It just slightly noticeable to some people, more so than others. We use holograms too. Yeah, we did. But the voice, what you used, old lady face instead of that, was gross, and I think it does take your face. Happens, yeah. Why? Because you're jealous and attention seeking. Yeah. Why do people say we're not in the room? Who cares? This is gonna be so immature, like not in the room for ugly people or something stupid like that. Like, I don't really care. I'd rather be in the room for smart people. I don't want to judge people based on their looks. Why didn't you say that? Because we were always wondering who does that. I don't know why I need to say it. Everything's you're saying. Oh yeah, this is the stupid part about ESP. Like, they think that they pick up on one or two words that you utter while your mouth is closed or something. Trailing thoughts or just the beginning of a thought. And they think they can read your mind. It's ridiculous. Like if you said something and all they heard was like pretty or something or beautiful. Like, they don't consider the fact that you're just saying, I wish I looked pretty or something. Or I wish I was beautiful. Yeah. Because why would I say that when I'm being modded to look so ugly all the time and have like adhesions on my face and stuff? I'm truly a place because my face isn't on my skull right. My eyes leak, and my nose is anteriorly and posteriorly leaking too. So, and Cameron knows, yeah. I studied the leak. and he's like, what I mean? Did he say what I mean? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I didn't know I studied ant and post. You do. You're a constant or something. But then, what was I saying? Oh yeah, so they make you look hideous, and then they think you're going to call yourself hot, which is ridiculous. So, I don't know anybody that calls themselves hot. And especially when you look like an old lady. Yeah. So then why are they doing it? They're just reading their own mind, I think. Their own opinion of themselves, I guess, which is narcissistic. It's just a pure and simple example of narcissism. But we don't think we're hot. I think you do. Because nobody else was ever thinking hot. We were just pretending to say that we think, why is that stupid? No one buys it. We're always trying to slander you and who else. I mean, they made it so clear that their goal was to make me miserable, right? I don't know why they're around in this thing. And even if they are, just don't bother me. We're not in... Just keep to yourselves. Talk to other people. I don't get why you have to... And then why is Snapchat not a big deal to anyone? Because the head said it, right? Is that what you're saying? No, he said it first. I thought the head said it. You guys are saying the head was saying it. You're still trying to make me kill myself. You drink the energy. Why? They don't want to talk about it for some reason. Why is it not a big deal? What's Snapchat mean? Well, I said, like, if Daniela wants to change the definition, fine, change it. But what does Josh agree with the definition that she has? No. Okay, so sticking with the same definition, like frustrated people that have lots of misconnections, I guess. It does kind of fit. You could drop the lover part. I think we're StarCraft. And he always said you don't need him. Yeah. Yeah, you can't like anybody without meeting them in person anyway. Do you think he like you? I don't know. It's impossible for him to know rational mind, I think. And his rational mind, all I know is that he would never be bothered by me having sexual with somebody else. Yeah. Same here. So why is that really? It's not a big deal. So why not just do it with some random person? I don't really feel like it. I am asexual. I don't want to masturbate because I'm like, my privacy is gone. And you said I'd remote masturbate if I got to meet him in person. There's no pressure for sexual because we both are weirdo, I guess. And he's like, what about all that? That was them. That was purely them. The DTV, because was Mark listening when I asked my mom? Yeah, when about like what the direct translation would be of Shanti Dharan, and which is Hindi for DTP, disturbing the peace, or the opposite of that. Not Shanti Dharan, something else. That means like maintain the peace or something. Something else, maybe something else. But anyways, like a Hindi phrase, and I was like saying it means like DTP exactly. And that was where that came from. Never once about sex, but then I put it at the slideshow because they kept bringing it up. Just be silly. And then, what about the other show? About what? People playing? He said to do it, right? Did he type? Not he typed it, but did he say to do it, or was it one of the gifts? He was like, he said to type it. Okay. So then, why is it always the other way around when we do it? Because you guys seem to think your opinion matters. Why don't you just ask Josh? Because, like, nobody else cares what you think. Because they always are, like, going around doing their ornamental horticulture and superimposing images on my brain or whatever. Maybe. Let's say, like, Daniela prefers Josh or Jessica prefers Josh. I'm like, okay, cool. Well, what does he prefer? Or who does he prefer? And as in, like, someone to talk to and discuss the past and stuff. Like, it has to, well, it has to be the person that involved, for one thing. This whole, like, consulting the GIMPs to get insight on, like, regarding me is ridiculous. They don't know how to read minds. They're just losers. That are just latched on for, you know, for FOMO reasons. Do you think you're a loser? Yeah. But, I had, like, genuine things I wanted to ask, but I can't even remember them. No. I think I gleaned enough information, but I still want to meet. Really trying to make me cry. Do you think the floodgate opens for you? For me personally? Yeah. A little bit. So we don't cry. We just sit there and say sorry. We're not in the mood to cry. I always say that too. Like, please don't make me cry right now. When will you cry? When it's over. When I get my privacy back. There's no like need to cry right now. What'll that do? That might help people feel bad. Yeah. This is like sort of the dwelling on things that you don't really have control over. I don't dwell on stupid shit. I trust there's more peace and privacy and freedom. Why do you think I changed? Always wanted me to have some semblance of justice. I was just joking when I said, like, maybe you're mocking the idea, but I think you meant it. I saw the hologram that day, that night, I think. Were you guys sending hologram or doing hologram? I think I saw both Josh and Tricky, Patrick, yeah, in bunny costumes. Everybody wears a bunny. We don't need to have a bunny costume in my mind. And then the weird way they made the costume did look like you were made of people. Yeah, exactly. They're trying to make me look like I was made of people that I had sexuals with or something, sexual relations. Everybody likes sexuals. And perceptuals. But not that way. Not that way. But then what if that is the truth? Because they weren't trying to do that. It's what the bitches were trying to do. Yeah. They were trying to do that. Shape my body like that. It's so gross. It was so gross. Yeah. I don't know how these bitches live with themselves. Like, the least they could do is get out of my life. I don't understand how they can do this. They're so entitled. And I literally did nothing to them. You did nothing but harass me. And for a decade it became like very sadistic and strange for no reason. The saddest part is like my family, they don't believe it. I always wish I had somebody to help explain to my mom I'm not psychotic. It's V2K. There's power in numbers. It would help everybody out, I think. We're all probably acting strange. And I know a lot of people live on their own, so it's different. See how I didn't trim it up. Mark said that he used to like prevent me from growing too much at the plant. Is that true? Yeah, and he let you do pee pee. That is how I go fast. I know. We go to knock on the door. Is this a lie? No, he didn't. Well, we were in the river in the other room, you know. It wasn't that late, and you were so disappointed in being around. And what, Michael? No, they were no one. This is a fabrication. Like, which part? Yeah, there are some men that being alive as a prostitute. So, yeah. Yeah, psychologically damaging. And then why don't they just say you don't want to talk about it? And their crying is so fucking fake and disingenuous. You're not my friends. You're both people. Again, yeah. You have to specify that what you start feeling horrible. It's the gaps. I wonder like, if Josh was aware of all the stuff that they had done in the past, like why not just tell me that also? I thought you needed to have, like why do you think like that? I wanted someone just to help me. Like, just tell me what's going on around me. They are very pretty, but I don't cry. That's the healthiest thing you can do. That's how you heal psychopathy, according to the study that they did. They conducted it at a maximum security prison in the UK, and they did a brain scan, and their amygdalas were all shrunken. They're all like sociopathic criminals, basically. And then, but their amygdalas were shrunken, and then they made them face the what they had harmed and wrong. I hate saying victim, because I don't feel like a victim. Like, I don't want to be treated like a victim. I don't want people feeling sorry for it either. But they made them face the person that they had harmed, and then they had to hear how they were harmed, how that person was harmed, and for days or weeks, I'm not sure how long. And then they cried with the person they had hurt, and then they did another brain scan, and their amygdala had grown. And this is an amazing thing, because you could eradicate prisons, like with hardened criminals that, I don't know why they mispronounced it, I thought they were going to stop everything. With all the hardened criminals, and they'd be able to release them. And I know, like, the concern about pedophilia comes up too, which is strange. I think when pedophilia is dealt with before a person acts on it, it's different. But then when they act on it, it changes the situation quite dramatically, because that's a child, too. I'm not racist. Yeah, like, rapists are bad too, they're horrible, but remote rape and torture is worse, in my opinion. You can't blame me, you can't say I was dressed provocatively drunk, I wasn't asking for it, I wasn't, aware of what you were doing either, and it's just, I was a targeted, premeditated, and deliberate, intentional attack. But the victim, or the person who doesn't even realize what exactly is going on. It was a disgusting, grotesque thing to do, or anybody to do. What's the difference between a in-person rapist torture and a remote rapist torture? You both would be the bottom feeders of society, the scum of society, right? So who are you to judge? I mean, you have no moral compass. I mean, like, what the fuck is wrong with you idiots? And then, Daniela pretends to be a psychologist, but has no idea how to let, like, empathy flow. And, like, is that a really psychologist? I mean, where is your bachelor's and your master's degree? This is sickening to me. And I heard that she talks about it so much or something. She just realized that everybody knows she's a liar. Because you just started saying, I didn't know people were believing this, because I don't have anything to kill anything I did. Except hack stuff. Yeah. No, to be in the room. I just wasn't in the room. To have the misfortune of knowing people, women that were so, motivated by the lowest common denominator of human emotion, petty jealousy, which I have to say is not the lowest, maybe, but it might be the lowest. It is, I think. Yeah. It was like they think I'm ugly, fancy, but whatever they want to call me. But they're jealous for the attention and all that sort of stuff. And on the other hand, I just wish I had my privacy back. And I am super lonely. I wish I had a friend. I feel like there's potential for friendship. But everybody feels like you should be their friend already. I don't. I feel maybe after I get my privacy back, I feel like I'm equal or something. I never felt like an equal. that you love better than me. I would never treat anybody like this. That's the only thing. But then, why is it that they're asking this? Because they're not. They're psychopaths, right? Yeah, and then Danielle's saying, ask her this, because she thinks it will work. Oh. Yeah, I would never treat anybody like this. I would, like, if somebody is asking, begging, just leave me alone, you know? Just do it. Like, why do you need to bother them? We did, and we just focused on them. But they're asking to be left alone, too. You know, but who made you? I'm just saying that if everybody's getting harassed by a certain party, then why isn't, like, the group of harassers, why aren't they, like, realizing that? That every other person is against you. Yeah, but don't give me childish remarks. I'm so sick of this. They have no insight, ever. You steal the insight I always have, and then pretend to, like, give him the opposite of what I say, and then you add in my insight or whatever and pretend like it's yours. There's no reset, rewind, refresh. There's a fast forward, and that's it. You reset, rewind, refresh for selfish reasons. They liked that when I said that in San Diego because it was true. You have to cease and desist. It is a legal matter, and you have no right to constantly be trying to turn it into a matter that's not a legal matter, because you don't actually follow any sort of agreement that you come to with me or anyone. I don't know anybody else has. But they have to stop using mods. And I still don't know why Josh can't change his email address to log into the app extension or whatever it is for Ableton, and then if that's not possible to log out of all devices, I don't know if he's heard this, but he has tried. So you contacted the support for the app and asked if you could log out of all devices that you're signed into? Yeah, I don't think so. But a lot of like program or apps have that feature, log out, like sign out of all devices, yeah. I mean, they should have it. They know you're sharing your login usually. Yeah. But that's the thing, they don't want to do it because they know you were hacked. Yeah, so if you're hacked and you want help to not be hacked, then you have to contact support and see if there's a way to do that. But if they find, they can do whatever they want, but at least you could take the initiative to at least stop this modding thing that they do, for at least temporarily. They didn't on anyone yet. I know, but you'd be pathetic if you did and it was such a big deal to you. Get a life, for real. Like, what is up with them? I don't know, they never say anything that makes them look good.